আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন, আর রহমানুর রহিম, মালিক ইয়াওমিদ্দিন, ওয়া সসালাতু ওয়া সসালামু আলা রাসূলিহি সাইয়িদিনা মুহাম্মাদিন ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি আজমাইন। ফাউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম, বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম। ইন্নাল্লাহা ওয়া মালায়েকাতাহু ইউসাল্লুনা আলান নবী, ইয়া আইয়ুহাল্লাযীনা আমানু সাল্লু আলাইহি ওয়া সাল্লিমু তাসলিমা। اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال تعالى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه. My dear friends, I want to share part of a subject matter today which is very dear to me, very beloved to me. If you have to go in the detail of this particular topic, it will take hours and hours. But inshallah, in the short time that we have, I will share what I want to share with you inshallah. I have quoted one Quranic verse which you're quite familiar with. We heard it mostly in Isha Salah, and some time back I had touched on that ayat as well. I'd like to give mark to someone who can share with me quickly, or right, as to who does that ayat refer to. Alright, doesn't matter. Then I have quoted one hadith here which we hear in every Friday Jumma khutbah, in the second khutbah. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. In fact, the answer was here to my question. أَرْحَمُ أُمَّتِي بِأُمَّتِي أَبُو بَكَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ. Now, today being the 21st of Jamadul Akhir, tomorrow 22nd, it's my usual practice of the past that when a particular date comes in front and it is some event that took place in historical past, then we try and connect the two. For those of you who don't know, on the 22nd of Jamadul Akhir, the greatest ummati, the greatest devotee, the most loyal ummati of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away on that day. Okay? This man is so dear to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no person that enjoyed that close affinity, nobody even closer to him, that even today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that closeness, has given Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala that closeness in the qabr as well. Subhanallah. Am I right? Now definitely this personality deserves this great reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him. And I was telling somebody this morning, you know, we have that famous Quranic verse, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, O mankind, for you in the Messenger of Allah is the perfect example as to how we should live our lives. Take it. Now, I want to show you something else. If we want to learn how to be a devotee, a devoted ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the person to provide for us the best example is none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. When it comes to bringing iman in the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to bring iman, then turn to this man. How to respect the Nabi, turn to this man. How to love the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, turn to him. How to obey him, how to imitate him, there is nobody that can give us a better example than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, to complement this great personality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down several verses, but there's one verse here which we hear in Isha Namaz most of the time. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. In short, the essence of this ayat is Allah Ta'ala is telling us, if we compare this ayat with another ayat, you know the question we ask and we would like to know, who is most beloved to Allah? Who is most honorable in the sight of Allah? Right? If we compare our characters, none of us can really put a degree, you know, who is better and who is not so better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a statement, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable in the sight of Allah is that person who has the highest level of taqwa, atqakum, taqwa. Right, okay, put that one side. Now you come to wal-layli idha yakhsha. Allah has said, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى. Allah will give salvation from the fire of Jahannam to that person who has the highest level of taqwa. And that ayat refers to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Just now refresh your memory. Because Allah ta'ala is, Allah is making the statement here. Allah is saying that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when he spent in the path of Allah, his niyat, sincerity and devotion to Allah was so precise, so perfect, so genuine, that he did that spending in the path of Allah solely for one reason, and that was to earn Allah's pleasure. Allah is giving that guarantee. So Allah is saying that here, وَسَيُجَنَّبُ الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجَزَى إِلَّا بَتِغَى وَجَيْ رَبِّ الْعَالَى وَلَا سَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Allah is saying, definitely he's got my raza. I mean, that's what the objective is, to, for all of us to earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's raza. Now if we have to make a self-analysis using Mawana Yunus Patel Damat Barakatum guideline, and I'm sure all of us are going to fail. It'd be difficult even to score 1% in our favor, because we know the type of amal we got, our sincerity is full of holes. Everything we do, there is always some flaw there. Am I correct? So definitely we're going to fall flat. And all we are hoping for Allah, for your mercy. We fear Allah's azab on the other side, and we hope for Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and that's what the Musliman life is. Where you are living between fear of Allah's punishment and hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy, that is what that is taking us ahead. But here is a man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives guarantee ke in the sight of Allah, you Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is the most honorable and nobody else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a special status. What was that? Ke even now in the qabr, Allah gives him the opportunity. We open the hadith of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we learn from there? We learn the following. Allah Nabi said to him, Ya Abu Bakr, indeed you are my brother in deen and iman. And indeed you are my companion in the cave. There is no person who spent 72 hours like he did in that cave when they were making hijrah. Nobody was so close, Ya Allah. And going into that particular part of history, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when he became the Khalifa of the Muslim Empire, and one day Abu Bakr's name came under discussion. And the moment his name was mentioned, Umar ibn Khattab began to sob. Okay, what a great man this fellow was. Allahu Akbar. And Umar ibn Khattab, he said at that time, you know, he says, how I wish. In Urdu we say, kash. English, how I wish. In other words, we are asking for the impossible. How I wish I could take all my actions, whole lot, and give it to Abu Bakr in exchange for him giving me just two of his. I take all of mine and give it to this man, and he must only give me two. Let's pause again here. Let's go to that night, that beautiful night when the full moon was there in the sky with all the stars twinkling in the sky, the millions of them. And Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there anybody whose good deeds equal the number of stars in the sky? Subhanallah. You know what that question is. Anyone amal equal to the number of stars in the sky, meaning Allah accepted that amal. Is there anybody? And she had in her mind already her father's name. All she wanted was confirmation. Allah Nabi said, yes, there is. And who may that be? Umar. She virtually fell flat, as we can call it. She said, what about my father? Oh, your father. Achha. All the amal of Umar put together cannot equal one neki of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. There's it. Certificate from Asa, isn't it? So Umar ibn Khattab is saying, how? I wish all my actions put together be given to him. And he was only giving me two. So they asked him which two. He says one was a day neki, one was a night neki. He says the day neki is the neki of the cave. Let's examine the cave quickly. They reach the summit. They are on the top. They are standing in front of the cave. It is dark, night. Right? Abu Bakr says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you wait here, let me go in. Because in a cave, you enter suddenly there. If some harmful creature, beast is there, you are in trouble. You wait out, let me go in. If there is something there, I'll be harmed, you can escape. His life on the line. And if you go a little bit back, when they were still down in the valley, history says, Abu Bakr and the Prophet of Allah walking side by side, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then suddenly Abu Bakr came in the front. Sometime he went to the back, sometime right, sometime left. Abu Bakr, what's your problem? O Messenger of Allah, each time a thought enters my mind, perhaps an enemy is lurking in the front. So I shield you, perhaps. Then I'll be hurt, you will go safe. Sometime the thought comes, he's behind you, so I come to the back. And in this way he was going in circles. His greatest concern was the safety of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you understand this? Subhanallah. He said, O Messenger of Allah, you remain outside. I will go in and check out. He checked it out, mashallah. Okay, it's safe. But, O Prophet of Allah, still wait. The walls had many holes. And in the hole, in the wall, in a cave, or anywhere else, what are you going to find there? One of two things, in a desert area, either there's a serpent there inside, or scorpions, either one of the two, and both are deadly, both are harmful. And if they give you one bite, you've got a big problem. Umar ibn Khattab says, radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Bakr began to share his turban or lungi, began to strip it up and start making small pole rolls, and just clogging all those holes. And now when he could not tear no more, that means he reached the satar point. And there were just two in the bottom. He sat down, put the feet against the wall, covered those two holes. O Messenger of Allah, now you come in, all's well. Allah's Nabi came in, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's tired. Abu Bakr also tired. But O Prophet of Allah, you lie down, I will stay awake. I'll do sentry duty, sitting. Allah's Nabi lay down Mubarak head on Abu Bakr's lap. Subhanallah. And within a short while, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala felt one knock. It was a knock. There was something in there. And that gave him one knock. It was a serpent in there, gave him one nice Allahu Akbar. And when you get a sting like that, come on, I'm going to ask my Haji bhai, kya karega bhai? You're going to jump. Look at this man. Ya Allah. It was a terrible sting or bite, you can call it, from the snake. And the man was all psyched up. Didn't move or didn't flinch, didn't vibrate, remained as he was. He was stung again and he remained like that. What's his fear? Allah's Nabi is tired, he rests his head on my lap. If I make the slightest movement, the master will wake up. Come on. Show me in the entire dunya anybody of this nature. Allahu Akbar. Huh? Allah must give us a little bit of that. Say Amin. Allahu Akbar. This went on, and historians say roughly 17 times he was struck. Now each time a snake giving you jab, my friends, when we go for that meningitis, yellow fever and cholera, and the man remains still, the pain is now increasing, he's perspiring, and he just cannot bear the pain anymore. He wants to scream out in pain, but he's closed. What he could not control was the tears that now began to form, and they began to roll down the cheek, and a drop or two fell directly on the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that woke Allah's Nabi up. Ya Abu Bakr, what's troubling you? And of course the story goes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tended to the wound. How so? Antidote. If you guys don't know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is one of his modest ayah. All he did was take some of the saliva and apply it on that area where all those jabs were. And Abu Bakr says, my leg was extremely painful. Right? And now when the master began to rub his Mubarak hand with the Mubarak saliva, in seconds the pain was gone. Now Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and says, how I wish I could exchange that. There were others that displayed different kind of loyalty, but this is absolutely unique. So he wants that naked of that night. He said, the day naked is, Allahu Akbar, he says, after Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, some recent entries into Islam who did not appreciate the payment of zakat, what zakat is all about. Zakat, important pillar of Islam, you reject zakat payment, you go on Kufristan. So there were some recent entries from the, you know, far of Medina area. They sent a message, right, Muhammad has passed away sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're not going to pay zakat anymore. Now what they didn't realize, that zakat is a fundamental principle of Islam, one of the five pillars. You reject any one of the five, you're gone. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala immediately, who is the Khalifa at that of the time, he began to make intizam to take action against these people. And he was very angry, very upset. Now comes along Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he said, Abu Bakr, it's a very delicate moment now. The master has passed away. Things are a bit delicate and shaky. Yeah. So just take it easy with these guys. Take it easy. Zara narmi ke saath inse kaam lo. Allah. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, Umar, before Islam, you were full of courage, full of bravery, very bold, as we say, bold and beautiful. Became Musalman, sab khatam ho gaya. These people have abandoned a fundamental principle of Islam, which throws them out of the fold of Islam. It means irtidad, apostasy. Wahi will come no more. The deen of Islam is complete. And I will not allow Islamic fundamentals to be abandoned as long as I'm alive. I shall take action. Even if a piece of rope used to tie one camel's leg, if that is due to them and anyone refused to pay, I'm going to wage jihad. It was a very difficult moment of time. Umar ibn Khattab realized, Allah, what a blunder I made. And this man has saved the situation now. Because had he not taken action against these fellows, then you can imagine the rippling effect. Here was a man that saved the deen of Islam from crumbling. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala says, how I wish I could have that neki and take all of mine. This is that great personality whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, bestowed upon in the highest honor. In fact, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned one time, Ya Abu Bakr, anta sahibi fil ghar. You are my companion of the cave. And wa sahibi ala al-hawd. And you will be my companion by the way. Hawd, come on, quickly. Hawd, eh? Kawthar. Now, aren't all of us hoping? And we make dua to Ya Allah, bless us on Qiyamah Day with water from the Kawthar via the Mubarak hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Any reply came? But here's your voucher. Come on. Eh? All we got is hope. All we have is simple hope. Okay, inshallah, Allah will bless us. But no guarantee. Who can say I got guarantee? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving this person guarantee, and we don't know of anybody else who got that kind of guarantee. Of course, there are certain amal if we engage in, then there is some assurance as a result of engaging in those amal. And of course, subject to what? Maqbool in the Allah. Again, there we got no guarantee. All we have is hope. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given that guarantee. Now we go a bit further. Allah Nabi says one time sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Abu Bakr, I will be the first one to come out of the grave on the day of Qiyamah. And the next person to join me after that. Abu Bakr, Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and of course the others will follow. Now let's go another one, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Allah Nabi said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very first person from my ummah to enter into Jannah. Gone. Now what more you want? Guaranteed. He's got his visa, he's got everything all stamped, the voucher is there. What more you want? But the sad part comes, my friends. After being provided with so much of facts, authentic ahadith via Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding this person's greatness, we still find out there in the world such people, sad, they have come in our country as well, who are doing everything in their power to undermine the greatness of not only this man, but the entire jamaat of the Sahaba-e Kiram. I was doing some research yesterday and the other day, and I uncovered various Islamic books, great scholars, fiqh books, etc. And they're the bottom line. Anybody who points a finger at Abu Bakr Siddiq or any of the Sahaba-e Kiram, who is critical about them, who is abusive against them, then definitely out they go from the fold of Islam. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them high honor. And if we undermine Allah's favor in their regard, then we are challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's authority. Then that is the thing that will expel the person from deen of Islam. Okay, let's go a bit further. This hadith we hear every Jummah khutbah. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَرْحَمُ أُمَّتِي بِأُمَّتِي Abu Bakr. What does it mean? Allah's Nabi is saying, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the most merciful from my ummah, towards my ummah. Listen carefully. The most merciful from my ummah, towards my ummah, is Abu Bakr. Keep that in mind. Allah is arhamur. Come on. Allah is arhamur rahimin. Nabi is rahmatul lil alamin. And number three here. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala got the highest complimentary point in his favor. Okay, there is no person who has that amount of mercy for my ummah other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Okay, let's come to the last part of his life now. You will recall that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. Simple meaning of that, O soul, يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة, totally relaxed, at ease, no worry, no sorry. Irji'i ila rabbik. Come, return to your Rabb. How? Radiyatan mardiya. Allah is happy with you and you will be happy with Allah has in store for you. I'll repeat the translation. O soul who is relaxed, come return to your Rabb whilst your Rabb is pleased with you and you are pleased with your Rabb. When this ayat came down, Sahaba-e-Kiram asked, Abu Bakr sitting there as well, radiallahu ta'ala, ke ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is making this address? It's an address to somebody. And who is the recipient of this address? Allah's Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he also said, Abu Bakr said, O Prophet of Allah, indeed, the one who will enjoy this address is indeed most fortunate. So Allah's Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, at the time of a person's death, specific people, selected few, when their maut comes, Malakul Maut will address them with these words. So before you go any further, who are these lucky ones to enjoy that address? I mean, what must they have? They must have something that they will enjoy the address. Very simple, two things. Number one, all the obligations to Allah up to date. Listen carefully. All Allah's obligation up to date. How so? By the tariqah showed by Nabi Kareem. Tick. 100% score. Number two, no sin against them. Not one. Because if there is one sin against you or us, or one point short in the obligation, and Malak al-Maut stand in front of us, wallahi, who would be relaxed? We will be this way and that way. By one guna left, I didn't make tawbah yet. One farz left, I didn't fulfill that yet. Malak al-Maut, give me 2 seconds. Allah, I'm sorry. Too late. 1 second. Allahu Akbar. Too late. Am I right? Didn't the Nabi teach us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the moment you see Malak al-Maut, door close. What door close? I'm sorry, door. Close. Khalas. So if we short by one this fear that way, you will never be at ease. Theek hai? So the one who's up to date 100% this side, that side, what's his condition? Okay, Malak al-Maut, mashallah, waiting for you, when you come in. Relax, chalo. So he says, that is the soul that is relaxed, who's up to date, who's got radiyatan mardiyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor a selected few with this address. So Abu Bakr said, radiyallahu ta'ala, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how fortunate are these people? Very blessed they are, very fortunate. Allah, and can you name some of them? Can you name some of them? All Allah's Nabi says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, this much I do know, one of them will be you. What more you want, my friends? Now in conclusion, the jazba has come in the heart. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to imitate this man, even little bit. Say Ameen. Little bit. Okay, at least we can earn in our heart or build in our heart the iman, the muhabbat, the adab, etc. like this great person had. And inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala responds positively and we also take some initiative from our side in that regard, definitely inshallah, why not? If we can't make it there, at least Allah will include us there. And another very important thing also keep in mind, like we have to have love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart, we must have love for those whom he had loved. You know, many sahaba used to say, okay, you know, we don't have the amal of Allah's Nabi. Neither do we have the amal of those close associates of Nabi Kareem to even match them or equal them. But this much we do know, that we have in our heart love for these people. And in view of that love, Allah's Nabi said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be in the company of that one whom he loves. So the young people, make up your mind. We got now our hearts given to all the kuffar and all the fussaq out there. How we follow them, how we imitate them. Their muhabbat is jammed up in the heart. Do we want to end up in their company? Or do we want to end up in the company of the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my brief discussion here, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as was done by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.